This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. This is WGNS Action Line. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. It's time for Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, who's with us this morning. A little different show today. We're going to talk more about Craig McCabe and what makes him different from other eye doctors. Craig, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Bart, and good morning, everyone, to listening out there. And I'm so appreciative to speak to you all. And hopefully we can answer some of your questions and shed some light, some information on all the popular things that may affect your eye or someone you love.
I think all of us are concerned about ourselves and our loved ones when it comes to eyesight in particular. You want to hold on to that. That's probably one of the most precious senses there is. In your world, there are a lot of different people who work on eyes. You are an eye doctor. That's not just a phrase we pulled out of the air. You're a medical doctor.
I'm actually a paradox. So I have both a medical doctor MD degree and a PhD degree. My father used to tell me that I was a professional student and I've got to get a job sooner or later. Yes, so the nice thing about that is that when people come in with other conditions that can affect the eyes, or maybe they're taking medications for other conditions that affect the eyes, I have been trained and grilled and I guess gone through that boot camp that is medical school, as well as an internship and residency in ophthalmology at Vanderbilt. But I'm very privileged to have received teachings and educations from some very well-educated, well-trained, and well-known physicians.
And you give back to future doctors as well, I understand. You are a psychologist and a teacher, professor at Vanderbilt, as well as having your practice here.
I've actually stopped doing that now. Once my practice got so busy and patients were waiting too long to get appointments here, to be honest with you, and also the drive and everything associated with the... But I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed giving back. When I was there as a resident in training, we had other outside doctors that would come in and train us, and you learn things that you don't learn from institutional or university professors. You learn more what it's like to practice medicine out in the communities, and I enjoyed that, and so I did that. But I was an associate professor there for 11 years at Vanderbilt, and I enjoyed that a lot, and I still enjoy seeing many of the residents that I helped train, and they're doing well and having great careers now, and they've grown up, and I guess that makes me feel older, but still, I did enjoy those days.
I'm speaking also as a patient of Dr. McCabe, because one of the procedures that you offer, which is the lens implants, I was a patient, I guess, some 15 or 20 years ago, and it still is working phenomenally. I'm so happy I did that, and it comes along with cataracts.
Yeah, so cataracts are the most common cause of preventable or treatable blindness in the world. Just in our country alone, there'll be over 3.5 million cataract surgeries done this year. And as, you know, the baby boomers reach Medicare age, and soon I'll be a card-carrying member myself, but they all develop cataracts when they're older. About 70% of people by the age 70 have had at least one cataract removed. So this is, I guess, just a gentle reminder that if you are in your 50s and 60s, you should certainly be getting an eye exam every year or every two, even if there's nothing wrong with your eyes, because things will develop. And oftentimes I see people in the office and they say that, you know, they've lost vision and they've had something not nice happen to their eyes that actually could have been treated and helped to keep their vision if it would have been caught earlier during a routine annual eye exam. And I'll say, well, how come you didn't come in for those? And they'll say, well, you know, my eye wasn't hurting, my vision was okay, so I knew I must be fine. And things couldn't be further from the truth medically, and it doesn't matter what specialist or what part of the body you talk about. You can't feel most of the time when you have high blood pressure, or you have high cholesterol, or maybe if you've developed diabetes, cancer, all these kind of things. And you know, your doctor has a hard time determining these things too that aren't obvious, and they have to get lab work, right? They have to send you to the radiology department and get x-rays and CTs and MRIs. And it takes all that information. I guess it takes a village of services and doctors to give you the best care, to catch these things early. And when you do, you're so happy because your doctor says, well, we've caught this so early, I think there's a very good prognosis for you. Rather than, boy, I wish we wouldn't have waited this long to, you know, till we absolutely had to go to the doctor because it was really bothering us, to get it treated. And like I always say on the show, a stitch in time saves nine, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure. So everyone should see their regular primary care physician and also should see their eye doctor. And then if you have anything that runs in the family, you ought to go see the doctor in that specialty just to make sure you don't develop any of those things that you have a higher than average likelihood of developing. So once again, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure.
Oh, very definitely. And one thing on a personal note, I was starting to, my eyes were progressively getting worse. I had gotten up to a trifocal lens, and you talk about not being able to read just everywhere you wanted to read. For example, this is a minute thing. In taking a shower, you might want to read the directions on your shampoo or something of that sort. Well, I couldn't see. I wasn't wearing my glasses in the shower, and I couldn't even begin to read what was on that bottle. After we put in, or after you put in, the multifocal lenses, I had no part of that. I could read everything without glasses. I could read books without glasses. You're talking about changing your life. That really changed my life. In fact, it made me think, I wish I'd done that earlier, but I didn't have the cataracts.
Right. And so there's actually a significant part of the people that get surgery done and get these advanced technology lens implants put in that don't have cataracts now. It's called lens replacement surgery. So your vision isn't the same, it's not quite as good, but it doesn't quite meet the requirements for insurance to kick in on it. And then it does cost you more, but there's a significant percentage of people that get these surgeries done each year now because they want to be able to see all the time, everywhere, without having to depend on glasses. And so there's those that do that, but most of us wait because it's less expensive if we get it done while we get our cataracts done. And so that's typically later on in life. But you're right, vision is so important. It's one of the things that can contribute to yourself, your family, maybe your parents, aunts and uncles or whatever, to becoming a fall risk because they just don't see as well. So it's important for so many things. You know, Bart was saying that life is so much better when you can see better and things like that. And that's true. But that's because 90% of all the information our brain receives comes through our eyes. 60% of all neurological diseases have eye findings. So It's important to see the eye doctor. It's important to keep your vision because, you know what? If you keep your vision, you keep one of the main things that keeps your independence as we get older. So, yeah, maybe you're seeing okay. Maybe your eyes aren't paining you much, but think of it as like a long-term investment or having an insurance policy, you know, on the quality of your life in the future. And that once a year, it's worth a few hours out of one day to go get that eye exam. But make sure that you're getting a detailed, dilated, thorough medical eye exam. Because so many times, if you're just going for a cursory exam that helps you get a pair of glasses, you know, somewhere, contacts or something like that, they either don't have the technology or that maybe the time isn't spent with you, or maybe you don't even get your eyes dilated. And that's when things that are important over time can develop yet go undiagnosed.
Now, before I came to McCabe Vision Center, most of the doctors had not been dilating my eyes, and this was a whole new approach. What is the difference? What is the importance of dilating, and why do other people not do it?
Well, you can just look at your friends or someone you care about at their eyes and their pupils, that little black spot in the middle of the iris, the colored area. That is very small, and you can hardly see anything through that. All you can see pretty much is the front of the eye, so the iris forward, the iris and what's called the cornea, the clear window in front of the eye, and it's hard to see 75% of the rest of the eye, and that's where we diagnose things like glaucoma, macular degeneration, diabetes, diabetic retinopathy, or macular edema, as well as many other things that are a little bit less common. But that's the benefit you get when you take the time to get a thorough dilated eye exam. And I'll tell you, everybody deserves that once every year or two.
So the sooner you diagnose something, the more apt you are of being able to at least slow it, maybe cure it.
Yes, and you know, the eyeball, the retina, the optic nerve, those tissues are actually part of the brain, the central nervous system. Like you think about the brain in our skull, also part of that is the spinal cord. That's all part of what's called the central nervous system. Now, that's different from our peripheral nervous system, which are all the nerves that run down our neck and out to our arms, hands, legs, feet, our torso, our abdomen, everywhere else. And the difference is that those nerves will grow back. They'll regenerate. Now, it takes a while, but it happens. And we all know of people that have gotten fingers or thumbs or even more sewn on and the nerves have grown back over time. It does not happen with the spinal cord, the brain, the optic nerve, and the retina, because they're part of the central nervous system. And so far, medical research has not found a way to make diseases and problems that happen there either heal or be able to replace them. Now, you can't say that about the rest of the body. We can replace just about everything. You know, lungs, heart, kidneys, bones, all the kind of things, skin, all the kind of things you can think about, we can mostly replace those or they heal and will grow back. That's what emphasizes the importance of getting your eyes checked, because if you have damage to those systems, you can't ever get it all back because it doesn't regenerate, it doesn't grow back, and we have nothing to replace it with. You know, you can't get a transplant of an eyeball or a retina or an optic nerve. So those are important things. The things that we can transplant and replace are the front part of the eye, the cornea, and then in cataract surgery, we take out the natural lens that has become so dense, light doesn't go through it clearly. It scatters. And that's why the most common symptom from cataract surgery is glare and halos from oncoming car headlights. Because when that light comes through your eyes, it scatters. And that makes it where you don't want to drive at night. And so if you've noticed that you're starting to plan all your activities and you're driving during the day, and you know, you used to go out to movies, you used to go out to dinner, you used to go out to church, you used to do all these kind of things driving at night, and now you've curtailed that, one of the most common reasons is you've developed cataracts, you're not comfortable driving at night, and that's why you rearrange your schedule. So if you're having any of those symptoms, you qualify, according to your insurance, to have them kick in and pay for the cataract surgery, which is the most successful, the best of all major surgeries you could have done on your body today.
Well, there you hear it. It is the most successful. We're going to pause for just a moment, check on the traffic and weather. When we return, we'll be talking about, is everybody a good candidate for these multifocal lenses? Should you just try it out? Or can you just try it out? We'll be back. Stay with us. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is our guest this morning.
We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit mte.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better.
Since 1936.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer. Talk a little livestock and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
Here at Animal City, we keep your pet protected, safe, and comfortable. So whether it's helping you find the perfect bedding for your critter or a toy that your dog will absolutely love, let our experience help you here at Animal City. Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. Here at Animal City, we are very proud to be family-owned and serving Murfreesboro since 1990. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro, Animal City.
We are back again. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor at McCabe Vision Center, is with us. And we're going to continue that conversation. Perhaps you are listening closely because you're starting to see that grayness in the, you know, whatever you're seeing. And it could be the onslaught of cataracts. I tell you, it's a scary thing. It is. Is everybody a good candidate for these multifocal lenses? Or can you just immediately say, man, I would love to put them on, but it won't work with you?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And the answer is no. Everyone is not a good candidate to have these full-range vision lens implants. They are to have just the distance only, which is a single-powered lens that gets put in your eye after the cataract is taken out. And that's a clear one, so you get rid of that cloudy cataract that actually has made your vision cloudy. And lots of people will say after the surgery, gosh, I didn't realize how bad my vision was until today, and I've had my cataract surgery and I see so much better. And that's because, you know, gray hair and wrinkles, they come on gradual. You may not notice those either. You know, you'll go to your high school reunion and you'll drive back with your spouse and you say, boy, the years haven't been kind to Joe. Did you see how gray his hair is, how many wrinkles he's got? And then, of course, Joe's in the car with his wife, and they're driving back, and they'll say, boy, did you see Jack? And so we don't notice it, right? Because it comes on gradual. And so lots of times people don't know that their vision's gotten poor until they've gotten their eye exam, or they have curtailed driving at night. Maybe they can't read unfamiliar street signs in the distance like they did before. So there's all these kind of cues that your vision's not as good as it was before. And then you have the choice when the doctor talks to you about it and says, yeah, you're a good candidate for cataract surgery. They absolutely should have the discussion with you, the doctor, not someone else, but the doctor, about which lens implant is the best for you. And there's three basic types available. One is just distance vision alone. It's a single powered lens implant just for the distance. Another one is a lens implant that is just for the distance as well, but it also additionally has a correction for astigmatism. Maybe you've been told you've got astigmatism. And then the third type is a type like Bart had and we're recommending to many other people, because it those people that do get the multifocal, the full range vision lens implants, they're the happiest of all our patients with their vision the rest of their lives. And we have several every month that choose the other one, the distance vision lens, when they had the option of either. And they say, boy, I made a mistake. I should have went with that better lens.
So is it a mistake forever?
It pretty much is. After about a year or two, then whatever lens you had put in your eye, your body will scar down around it. And it makes it more difficult for the surgeon to remove. And it also increases the risk profile of getting that procedure done. So really the best way, like almost with everything, is to try to do it right the first time.
Now, you mentioned astigmatism. One of the lenses is for people with an astigmatism problem. If you have an astigmatism, does that mean you're not a candidate for the multifocal?
So both the distance vision and the full range vision lens implants can come with either no astigmatism correction or astigmatism correction. So either way you go, the difference is that the distance vision only, that's exactly what you get, distance vision only. And the full range, that's the high-tech multi-powered lens implant that is full range. But either of those can come with or without the astigmatism. Now, about half the population has significant astigmatism.
Is that just part of age?
No, you're born with it mostly.
So you've had it forever.
Yeah, and you've had it corrected with glasses or contacts.
What is astigmatism? I thought it was your eye was not perfectly round.
Yes, you're correct. You're absolutely correct. So that's why you've had it most all your life, see? And it's interesting, but by the time our eyes are just a couple years old, they're almost fully grown. And that's because 90% of the information our brain receives comes from our eyes. It's that important. That's one of the first things that develop. So anyways, astigmatism, you know, if you had a beach ball in front of you, that's perfectly round in all directions. However, if you took both hands and pushed in on the top sides of it, then that's going to distort some where it's curved more steeply where you're pushing in, and it's flatter where you're not. And so that unequal curvature of the cornea causes multiple focal points on the retina. And so that can cause blurred vision. Now, if you're one of those people with astigmatism, like I said, you should get it corrected during cataract surgery because you'll see better than if you don't. And you'll probably be required to wear glasses or bifocals full time if you don't. So you need to have this discussion with your doctor. Very important. What lens type is best for you? And in general, if your eyes are healthy, you can choose either one, distance vision or full range. That's up to you, because they do cost you an additional amount that your insurance doesn't pay for. So you have to have that discussion with your doctor and your significant other, because it's going to cost you all some money if you're going to get the better lens implant.
In other words, you want to see right? You want to read everything that's there to read? Or do you want to go halfway?
Right. That's it. And assuming that you all can afford the additional that the full range vision is, and your ophthalmologist gives you the option, says you can have either one, then you get to make that decision. However, if you have anything significantly wrong with your eyes besides cataracts? Maybe you had a corneal scar from a foreign body when years ago that has deformed the cornea, or you have significant diabetes, macular degeneration, glaucoma, and there's other things, but those are the majority of them. Then you are not a good candidate for that full range vision lens, because you have to have healthy eyes, two of them, not just one, but both of them got to be good to have the kind of vision that you want, where you can see in the distance, you can see up close and see in between without glasses. So once again, that's a discussion with your doctor, but as long as you have healthy eyes, then yeah, you have that option. And boy, it's important to have that discussion, because once that decision's made and they're put in your eyes, you know, it's kind of like my mama told me at Christmas, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. So, because you can't go back, you know, a year or two and say, hey, I made a mistake, I want to get the better one now. You need to have that discussion up front.
Now, I want you to explain to people, because there was this fear when I walked into surgery to have this lens implants, and we did it two different times. I had the same fear both times. Is this going to hurt? I mean, just something about fooling with my eyes sounds scary. It was scary the first time. After it was over, I walked out of there, went home, felt great, didn't even feel like I'd had anything happen. The second time, I felt the same way, although I knew it was not going to hurt. But in my mind, I was still concerned. What do you do to get beyond that?
You know, that's tough. That's one of the main reasons people don't go see the eye doctor. And they know that there's something wrong with their eyes, and it very well may take surgery to get fixed. But they'll hem and haw and put it off and come up with excuses how they're too busy with this, that, or the other. And that's actually one of the best presents you can give someone for their birthday, Christmas, an anniversary, what have you, is the gift of sight. Maybe it's just a pair of glasses if they're younger, or contacts. Heck, maybe it's a visit to the doctor because they either don't have insurance or can't. They've got a high copay or out of pocket or something, some reason that keeps them from going. And that's one of the best things you can do for people. And maybe they're going to have surgery or something like that. And maybe you know someone's gone through it or you've gone through it. You can help allay their fears that way. But most people are, yeah, and that's only normal. They're pretty worried and nervous. You know, we've had great big linebackers come in here and say, you know, I don't care if a 300-pound, you know, offensive tackle's coming at me and trying to get me, but don't you touch my eyes, Doc. So everybody's nervous about their eyes, and that's completely normal. Now, usually once they've gone through the surgery for the first eye, and then a few weeks later they're going to get the second eye done, they're not near as nervous because they've been through it once, they've had a good result, and they're looking forward to getting the second eye done. But that's only normal on the first eye to be nervous about it.
And that takes us back to your doing the full, what was it again that you do to the eyes when you do the regular checkups? The full
dilated exam?
Yeah, dilated exam.
Yeah. So that's so important because so many things are missed if you don't get that done. Now, maybe you go see the doctor, the eye doctor, 2-3 times a year for whatever. You pretty much, unless there's a specific reason, only need to be dilated once a year. And so that's a few hours, you know, out of one half day, you know, once per year. It's definitely worth the effort to do that. And if you're going to have cataract surgery, make sure you have the discussion, you're getting a thorough eye exam, you're speaking to the doctor that's doing the surgery. That's so important there. And then, you know, also here, besides just cataract surgery, we look after you if you have glaucoma, if you have diabetes, if you have macular degeneration, so many other issues. And that's kind of one of the ways, I guess, we're different, and it's nice here. Instead of maybe having to go to 3 different eye doctors, you can come to one.
There's
and
one.
Get most things taken care of. But we not only want you to see well without glasses, if you have glaucoma or something like that, there are treatments available. where you no longer have to use eye drops and buy medications and things like that. So we try to stay up to date on everything. And that's one of our favorite things, is to get people to see well without glasses and have their other eye diseases controlled very well without having to take medications.
You brought up something that I have run across quite a bit, especially before I had these lens implants. And that was older people, parents, grandparents, telling me these war stories of how, oh, you couldn't move at all during the operation, and then you were still for several weeks afterwards, and it was horrible and all. Well, it wasn't any of that. So I'm imagining things change with time. New technology comes along. As you look at other diseases, the ones you've been mentioning, what do you see is next on the horizon for a big swish in improvement as far as technology and going through the operation?
Well, I'll tell you what we've had in the last 5 years is for glaucoma, people would have to use eye drops once or twice a day, maybe one or two different bottles. You have to buy those every 30 or 60 days and make sure you get them in. And you can't forget when you're too tired or something, you still got to put them in, or you can't forget to take them on vacation or whatever. Is now we have a little implant called Durysta that I can put in the front of your eyes if you have glaucoma and you need that medication, that slowly releases it over time. And those patients have been shown not only to be happier because they don't have to buy and use the eye drops, but their disease does not progress as quickly as those using eye drops. And this is how I see medicine going. The more that we take the treatment out of the patient's hands, because we get forgetful, we get tired, we don't go to the drugstore and pick them up what we should, refill them what we should, all that kind of thing. You all know what I'm talking about. And right, if you know someone with diabetes, right, you don't have to poke your finger now 5 times a day, which hardly anyone was doing because it was too much of a hassle. So now they got a little monitor on their tricep. And some people even have off of their waist a little device that'll give them so much insulin, so much medicine whenever they need it. So they can check this, you can look on your phone, right? Everything's got an app now. You can check it on your phone, you can do that. Well, with glaucoma, we have these extended release medications that will make it so you don't have to use your eye drop for a year or two, and you do better.
Takes it out of your hands.
Right, so that's what we're finding in medicine. That's the way I see medicine going, is the more we take out of the patient's hands and the more that it becomes automatic, they're under better control and they have less problems down the line.
See, now there is another reason you need to be seeing an eye doctor on a regular basis, but you need to see one who is up to date with technology. Because as you said, if you're in control, sometimes things get out of control. So don't let that happen. Before we leave today, there's an area that I want us to touch on, because all of these things, and everybody wants to be young. You were talking about coming back from that reunion and talking about how Sally and Bill, boy, they looked old, but I don't look any different. In your mind, anyway.
Right.
We all are wanting to find that fountain of youth. You have helped us through these lens implants. You help us in another way, too, and that's through your work on skin. Tell us a little more about that. That's an area people may not be familiar with.
Well, yeah, and it's not something that we really advertise. We offer it to our patients, and then they'll refer their friends in or something like that. But we have a full skin aesthetic center here where we can either help you out with the best creams and lotions and things like that to give your skin luster and help with its cosmetic appearance. We also have doctor or MD grade chemical peels. We have the Botox and the fillers. We have intense pulse light, which gets rid of red and brown spots on your face, neck, chest, arms, what have you. And then we have the best equipment for reducing wrinkles, whether it be on your face, your arms, your neck, around your belly,
Nothing worse than wrinkles on the belly.
Well, now I'm telling you, Bart, if you're a female and we're going into bikini season and all this kind of stuff, you know, you got crepey skin around there. It's all wrinkly and stuff, and that happens with time. And if you've lost a lot of weight, and a lot of people now are on weight loss drugs, they lost a lot of weight, and they got saggy skin and all these things. You know, besides having a facelift or a large surgery to go through to tighten the skin, this Morpheus 8 machine we have is the best for skin tightening and removing wrinkles. We have treatments for dry eyes that are state-of-the-art, which are oil gland treatments.
What can that do, having dry eyes? How can that impact your decision, say, to have multifocal lenses or a myriad of other things?
Well, yeah, and if you don't mind me using you as an example, Bart has a dry eye problem, and so does about 70% of people over 55, the most common thing that I see in the office. And so, you know, we've really worked hard at trying to take care of people's eyes, and if you want them to see well, they have to have good moisture in their eyes. And if you don't have good moisture in your eyes, you don't see well. The fact is that 70% of the focusing power of our eye is by the tear film that's in front of the cornea. And you know, if you work on the computer for a while or on your laptop or it's later at night, there's a lot of people that are on the computer 8-10 hours a day at work, and then they come home and they do some at home. And when you focus intently like that, you only blink half as much per minute as you do when you're not focusing intently. And blinking is what remoistens our eyes. So that tear film is critical to both the comfort, to the quality of our vision, and to our eyes being nice and white and not so red. So you have to make sure you have a good tear film. If you don't have a good tear film, you shouldn't get one of those multifocal lens implants. But the right thing to do is to get your dry eye problem corrected so you do have a healthy tear film.
Then can everybody have that corrected?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's 2025 now. Now, we can't replace or fix your central nervous system, but we can take care of your dry eye problem. And there's many ways to do that. And we have the gold standard here, which is the oil gland treatments. And then we have all the other things that are covered by insurance. And people with mild to moderate dry eye, they'll do well with those. People with more severe need more significant treatments, and we have everything here. And this is what it takes to have good vision. You have to have healthy eyes. You have to have a healthy tear film, and you'll be able to perform. Maybe you're playing sports. Maybe you're playing golf. Maybe you're one of those pickleballers that are going crazy now. So you can have better vision. You'll be able to perform better. You'll be able to perform better at your job because you'll see better. You'll have less eye strain. All these kind of things. So we try to do everything so you have the best vision you can have to your maximum potential, so you're on the least amount of medications you can. And then lastly, we want you to feel younger, feel happy about your appearance, not be embarrassed, not whatever, write it off to whatever excuses you make. But if you come in here and you go through our process, I can almost guarantee you that we can get you to look and your skin about 10 years younger than you do now. And it's just because the technology, the medications, everything we have are that good now.
Now, before we leave, because this brings up one final question. In previous broadcast, several years ago, you mentioned that there was this new way to create your tears, and they would be created naturally by you, which is better, you were saying, than buying something in a store. Natural is better. How's that working?
That worked really well for many people, but unfortunately, like everything in business, either something better will come out or it costs too much to maintain and take care of. And so that technology now has been replaced by others. And one of the best ways now to take care of a dry eye problem is to fix the oil glands. The oil make the outer coat of the tear film that keeps the underwater coat from evaporating. And if you don't have a good oil coat on top, the water gets to evaporate. And that's the number one cause of a dry eye. So we have all the treatments here to take care of that as best you can. And if you have a dry eye issue that's not completely taken care of with just over-the-counter the eye drops, I think, you know, it would help you, and we'd love to take care of you.
You get people all excited, and now they're going to start calling and saying, I need help quickly. I'm getting ready to go out of town. I'm going on a cruise. Can you see me tomorrow? They put a deadline on there.
Well, yeah, you know what I say? You know, we talk about Generation X, right? We talk about all these different generations, but I think everybody now over 15 kind of belongs to what I call the microwave generation. And that means if I can't get it done and fixed in 4 minutes, I'm going to complain about it, right?
You're right.
Just like a micro. So, but, you know, we're talking about living systems, living tissue, and they take time to take care of. So if you want to get something fixed and it's a significant issue, it's probably not going to be a quick fix, but it definitely can be made so much better. Just like everything that you want to do that you haven't done, it takes the first step, right? And that's giving our office a call and making an appointment.
What is the number, and is there a website? What can people do?
Yeah, so like every company, we're all over, you know, on Facebook and all the things. But you can look up McCabe Vision Center. Not many people use a phone book anymore, so we're on Google and all the other things.
There aren't any phone books.
So you can look us up, McCabeVisionCenter.com. You know, our office phone number is 615-904-9024. And I've got a great staff, and they'd love to help you and answer your questions, anything else you may have.
Very definitely. McCabe Vision Center, Dr. Craig McCabe, medical doctor, PhD, whatever you need, he is right here to help you. You're not going back to school, are you?
No, but you know what? I really liked my time in school, and I really learned a lot from it. Even when I was in school, I was teaching then on a teaching stipend to help work my way through school. And I think when you're a doctor, you have to be a lifelong student and to keep learning all the time. And I go to our national and international meetings to try to keep up as best I can. But I love what I do. I get up every morning. I get to help people see better. And those patients are very grateful, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate every patient that's come to our office. And if you're listening, I want to say thank you. So thanks for all that. And we'd love to help out everyone else for whatever issue they may have with their eyes or their skin.
Well, there you have it, straight from his heart. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor. Craig, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bart. It's always great to talk to you, and hopefully I'll get to talk to more of the ones that listen to your wonderful station.
You've been listening to Dr. Craig McCabe with McCabe Vision Center. McCabeVisionCenter.com.
Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. This is WGNS Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We're trying to give them a place where they can eat with their family that's not fast food. We want to create an atmosphere where we can sit down and just have a good old-fashioned family dinner. But unfortunately now, most people can't do it at home. So, you know, two people are working, the kids' activities. And so what we're doing is we provide that, and we make it affordable. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do, it's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. you know, I would highly recommend Adams Place.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.